Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Henry Kissinger, as Secretary of State in the 1970s, made the term shuttle diplomacy famous in the Middle East. Some of his successors also used the strategy, but it had been a while. Well, now it's John Kerry's turn. He emerged yesterday from long, separate sessions with Palestinian and Israeli officials, saying the start of peace negotiations could be within reach. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
First, it was a late-night dinner with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem Thursday, then a Friday morning meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Amman, Jordan, back in Jerusalem Friday afternoon, back in Amman Saturday morning. Kerry's meeting schedule was always in flux. At the last minute, he added an extra day, skipping a visit to the United Arab Emirates to keep working with both sides here. Before leaving Israel Sunday afternoon, Kerry said they made progress.
The gaps were very broad when we began. They are now, I think, very narrow. And we have, as I said, some work to do. I'm leaving staff here. I wouldn't be doing that if I didn't believe we had something serious to work on.
Lead Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said there was progress, but no breakthrough. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said he was ready to negotiate immediately. After decades of this conflict, the major issues are well known. Israel says it will never compromise on security. Palestinians want enough land for a viable independent state and see Israel's continued home building in the West Bank as a direct threat. Kerry said these talks are complicated because the stakes are high.
This is about a country, two countries, and two peoples, and peace, and the possibilities of avoiding war. And how you guarantee things where years and years of conflict have hardened feelings and hardened emotions and hardened realities.
When the two sides move closer, Kerry expects to be back. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Henry Kissinger, as Secretary of State in the 1970s, made the term shuttle diplomacy famous in the Middle East. Some of his successors also used the strategy, but it had been a while. Well, now it's John Kerry's turn. He emerged yesterday from long, separate sessions with Palestinian and Israeli officials, saying the start of peace negotiations could be within reach. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
First, it was a late-night dinner with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem Thursday, then a Friday morning meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Amman, Jordan, back in Jerusalem Friday afternoon, back in Amman Saturday morning. Kerry's meeting schedule was always in flux. At the last minute, he added an extra day, skipping a visit to the United Arab Emirates to keep working with both sides here. Before leaving Israel Sunday afternoon, Kerry said they made progress.
The gaps were very broad when we began. They are now, I think, very narrow. And we have, as I said, some work to do. I'm leaving staff here. I wouldn't be doing that if I didn't believe we had something serious to work on.
Lead Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said there was progress, but no breakthrough. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said he was ready to negotiate immediately. After decades of this conflict, the major issues are well known. Israel says it will never compromise on security. Palestinians want enough land for a viable independent state and see Israel's continued home building in the West Bank as a direct threat. Kerry said these talks are complicated because the stakes are high.
This is about a country, two countries, and two peoples, and peace, and the possibilities of avoiding war, and how you guarantee things where years and years of conflict have hardened feelings and hardened emotions and hardened realities.
When the two sides move closer, Kerry expects to be back. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.